even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Up to 90.
It's us again, isn't it?
It is. It's the two, just the two of us, Emma. Can you believe it?
I know. Crazy times. I really didn't think that we'd still be in strange and uncertain times when it started being strange and uncertain times. I know, obviously, it makes sense. But even like, I had like months ago, I remember saying to Shane, I was like, I just didn't think it would go on this long. He's like, how long did you think it would go on? And I was like, I hadn't let my brain even compute. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, we all thought it would be done for the summer. And yeah. We were basing that on the fact that China supposedly had gone through for 3 months and everything was grand again. Little did we know that was not the case. So everyone was like, sure, look, at least just in time for the holidays, we can do this.
I know, fuck's sake. I can't believe it. I can't bloody believe it. And I haven't seen you in like, when was the last time I actually physically saw you?
Well, that's why we need to start the Zooms. We were just saying this, listener, before we started, that we might start recording via Zoom because it's nice having an out visual. Yeah. I loved seeing you the other night at our Patreon Zoom party.
I know, and seeing your bump and everything. But like, seriously, like, how long is it? It must...
I mean, January, February? February, maybe?
For sure, when did you go down to Kerry? Oh, no, but I saw what I was seeing you, yeah. It must have been February, so...
I'd say around February. I think we did one episode in Headstuff's new fancy studio.
Yeah.
And we were looking forward to recording there on a weekly basis. And little did we know.
Fuck's sake, I know. Crazy.
Up to 90 with Emma and Julie. Oh, yeah.
How are you anyway? How's
the
bambino?
Good. All good. How are you, missus?
I'm good. I had a nice old Bank Hollier weekend. Actually feels like it was really long because I went out on Friday night after the Zoom and I went to the El Local. Sure, I was saying that to you anyway, but I wasn't saying it to our listener. But they did kind of like bring us the bill and stuff. And I was kind of like, sorry, what?
But how long, like, did they bring it kind of after the 90 minutes?
Yeah, they did.
Did they? Yeah. Okay.
But but the beer garden there is like absolutely massive. Like there was loads of room. You know, we were outside the whole time. But it's like you gotta move on. So I was like, okay.
But it's, you know what? It's so funny with these beer gardens because you know on the Daily Mail and stuff, they keep putting up pictures of English pubs. And you just think, oh my God, it just looks like no crack in them. I don't know what it is. There's this Wetherspoons vibe to an English beer garden. Or maybe it's just the pictures the Daily Mail are putting up. But I keep looking at them thinking, no, I don't get the crack element here.
No, I don't think they are the same. But I have to say, like, it wasn't the same. It was more the vibe of meeting up for a lunch and getting a couple of drinks. It was more that kind of vibe. Really?
It definitely is not the same. I mean, I know now Fred has had, he actually had a couple of friends around this weekend from Leitrim.
Yeah.
So they ended up staying in the house, even though I was a bit anxious about them staying in the house. But then I was like, I checked my COVID app and saw that Leitrim's only had 84 cases since the start of lockdown. So I was like, okay, look, the odds are in our favour. But so I know even a couple of weeks ago now, Fred had friends down, staying down the village as well. And like, so I would go to the pub just to pick him up and maybe get a sparkling water or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, I think that the pubs have made such an effort. They really have. But it is still, it's just not the same.
No. And they, yeah, so they've gone to huge effort and whatever, but.
Huge effort, yeah.
So it's not the same. It's just not the same.
But sure, next week it'll be all happening next week. Poor Fred is on a second day hangover. That's how bad it was. He was so drunk on Saturday, the poor fella, that I kept doing that really annoying mammy thing where I kept waking him up to check was he still breathing because his breathing was so shallow.
My God.
Is there anything more annoying when you're trying to sleep and off and somebody's like, I'm just checking, are you breathing?
This is just like, it's another eye-opener into how different we are as people. If I was getting ready to pop and Shane was like so hammered I had to check on his breathing throughout the night, I would not be saying, poor old Shane.
Yeah, well... That's what I'm saying now. I don't know, was I saying that on Saturday night?
I don't know. Like, I mean, very I did. People.
Myself and Molly did exchange glances a number of times throughout the course of the night because, you know, Molly now has taken to sleeping in the bed with us. I know this is so twink of me, but building on what we were discussing last week. But a few times myself and Molly did exchange a look like, really? Is this what we're doing here? Like, we're checking on his breathing now. But he did have a great time, went out to see Fungi, of course, then came back. He himself and the friends had a few drinks in them, so they start with the usual about Fungi, how... like, it must be a different dolphin. Is he battery operated? Just putting it out there, it's the same bloody dolphin, okay? It's the same dolphin, and that is it. Thank you, and good night.
I've never been to Kerry.
But you have to. But you know what? If we ever get a house sorted closer to Dingle, I'd love to have you and the kids and Shane and the kids down.
I was saying
you and the kids. Poor Shane will be up in the gaff. You know, I'm including Shane in that.
I'd be down like a hot snot. Even if one of the neighbours had an old caravan, we could park out the front garden. Like, I'd be down.
Oh,
like a hot
sure.
Snot.
Yeah, actually, because the guys had a camper van, and
oh,
I was getting serious feels.
Oh,
yeah,
deadly.
Now, Fred was saying scary things like we could live in a camper van, and I just think that's a step too far, but it would be nice to have one on the side. That'd be the absolute dream.
Yeah, there'd be. I mean, I was looking at, do you know that it's an Instagram page anyway, Cheap Houses Ireland. I think it was a TV series.
Love it, yeah.
But you're just looking at the price of the houses and you're like, maybe we should just move, lads. Maybe we should just start a new life. You know what I mean?
But it is scary, isn't it? Mm. Like, the houses are grand and sure, they're for nothing.
I know. So, like, you would be tempted.
There are a lot of them in Leitrim. I don't know what that says about Leitrim, but, I mean, on the plus side, the COVID numbers are very low.
Yeah, but I remember it does have the uncleanest water, tap water in Ireland.
Does it?
Yeah, well, that was, I remember, like, this was a few years ago now.
Okay, so, but wait, so in your mind, it's still Flint, Michigan. That's what you're saying.
I mean, I really don't want to have to buy bottled water in my own gaff. I want to be able to drink out of the fucking tap, like.
Well, we had to do that for a few weeks.
No, like,
yeah,
that's a
I know.
Hoop. Like, I couldn't be dealing with that now. At all.
You're right. It's pure hoop. Correct in that. Well, I mean, look, Fred loves Leitrim. You know, like, he really views Leitrim as home. But the last night I did go out in Carrick because Fred was reminding the lads. So we walked out of the pub and, okay, past a car, there was a guy getting a blowjob. I've never seen so many squad cars. I felt like I was on one of those Ibiza Uncovered programs because there's like five police officers for every like member of the hen party. Like, it was just way too, it really felt like kind of a National Guard moment. And then, so we passed the blowjob and I was like, Jesus, Fred, that one was just getting a blowjob. So of course, Fred makes the, tried to make the excuse to pass the car again. I was like, no, stop it, you pervert. Go to the chipper. And then, now, this happens in every chipper in the country, but there was a big fist fight outside the chipper. Yeah. We love our spuds. That's who we are as a nation. Famine memory is a real thing. So yes, if a fist fight is going to happen anywhere, it is of course going to happen in a chipper, and we understand that. So this guy anyway, like, boxes at the head off another fella. So the two of them are bleeding profusely, but they still come in and ask for chips. So they have beaten the shit out of each other, but they both come in and one's getting a garlic cheese chips. The other one's like, just garlic, please. Thank you. Nobody is batting an eyelid. These two people are bleeding all over the place. Mm-hmm. Then I look out the window of the chipper and there is another lad who's standing in the road. And I said to Fred, he's going to get knocked down. And Fred was like, don't be ridiculous. Next thing, on he gets knocked down. So the waiting ambulance, because Carrick is not a big town, it's like one street. The waiting ambulance drives 3 feet and loads your man in. And then they're attending to the two lads who've just gotten chips. And I was like, so in the space of 5 minutes, we have two broken noses, one blowjob and one person knocked down. I was like, this is just complete carnage.
Sounds like a great night out.
Oh, do you know what? It was a fab night out and I can't wait to do it again once I'm back on the battle.
That fucking nightclub, obviously I love Leitrim because my mate Martha Gilheeny, friend of the podcast, is from Leitrim, so I have a lot of love for Leitrim. But that fucking nightclub is, I remember going for a hens before, and I think I was the El Prego, so I was stone cold sober, and nightclubs stone cold sober pretty hard. But, like, some of the antics out of the fellas there were, like, shit I haven't seen for years. Like, there was a fella going around pretending to be drunk so he could fall on top of, like, young women and grope them and all this kind of stuff. It was just pure...
Getting the willies out,
And, like, do you know what? Sometimes I find seeing somebody give somebody a handjob more offensive than the blowjob. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but it just...
Well, I think there's an honesty to a blowjob. Mm. You know, you're not... There's no beating around the bush, pardon the pun, but, like, it's like, look, we all know what's happening. But what I don't like about a handjob is it takes you a long time to ascertain whether or not it's a handjob or just a bit of friendly rubbing.
Well, you see, I'm more talking as a spectator.
Oh, so am I.
As a, well, you know, guerrilla warfare style spectator, because you haven't paid tickets for it, like, you haven't chosen to see it, but you're seeing it. But the thing about the hand job is that there's more chance of seeing something that you don't want to see. Like, I'm gonna look, obviously. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a fucking, you know, I'm not an idiot. I am gonna look at it, but you know what I mean. I mightn't see something I like, really. But yeah, not a fan of that now. The blowjobs,
on the main street,
there's not the worst place to see the old blowjob is the laneway, you have to say.
Oh, stop. I mean, honestly, just the pits, the absolute pits, I have to say. But in saying that, we do love Leitrim. The guys from Leitrim who are around were so lovely. Even though it was funny because one of them was telling me about their rowing club, apparently in Carrick, is the oldest in Ireland. And he was like, yeah, it actually predates famine times. And I was like, I doubt there was much rowing going on during the famine. Like, can you imagine how much mileage they were getting out of it? Like, maybe the
I'd say a few of them gave it a go, unfortunately.
Well, I was going to say probably the lad who had had his sibling that morning was, you know, leading the way in the regatta, these rowing races that go on. But yeah, so I thought that was an interesting fact. Maybe not interesting enough to share in a county podcast. Now, quick segue, effortless segue. What do you think of Vogue's name for the baby? Gigi Margot.
Gigi Margot.
Gucci Margaux, and she spelt Margaux M-A-R-G-A-U-X.
I mean, I did think she was going to go with Bernadette.
Oh,
Bernadette, yeah, Anne.
We need to bring that classic back.
I just feel like she's kind of acted like she's not Irish, really.
Well, I mean, look, I think there were a lot. I mean, you had to laugh when
what Irish person, like, what Irish person do you know would have the balls to call their child that?
Well, look, let's face it. In Ireland, the child would be called Gigi for laugh, for life. So, like, we know where she's planning on schooling the kids now. Like, this thing of I've enrolled them in Hoth just in case. No, the jig is up now, okay? Gigi says it all. You will be in London for the foreseeable. But, I mean, I do quite like Gigi. I did have to laugh at all the people, you know, commenting when she was wearing the G necklace and all the people in the comment section saying, I bet it's Grania. You're like,
no. I know. I do think it's a nice name, because she will just be called Gigi. Like, it's fine.
Gigi? Gigi?
Gigi.
A bit of Gigi. Yeah. So, well, I mean, of course, now I did reveal our baby name at the Zoom party. And I know you have to give it a thumbs up, but I'd like to feel that I do think you did like it. So that really made me so happy.
It was absolute. A genuine reaction, and I told Shane, and I told my mom.
Did he like it? Shane's the one I was really worried about.
Shane thought it was a good name. Yeah,
well, I had to laugh because I told Fred that you liked it. I said we're good to go on the name because Emma likes it, and he was like, what kind of dynamic do you two have? He's like, we go with it anyway. And I was like, oh yeah, but I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know. This thing is totally created by you. I don't know what vibes I give off to you.
No, I'm only, you know, I'm only messing.
I know, but I feel like there's an element of truth to it.
No, sometimes, do you know what
I'm
it is?
Like, is she scared of me or what? Like, I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not coming from a place of fear. It's just coming from a place of I really wanted you to like it because obviously I love and respect you so much that I hated disappointed. You didn't like it.
I'm disappointed now.
I know, you want me to fear you so bad. That's why you keep leaving me those creepy WhatsApps late at night.
Oh, come here. I have to tell you what I watched last night.
Oh, I love the Emma reviews. Tell me.
I know, geez, on the museum, I couldn't think of anything. No, but I've got this one down. I know exactly what it is. Come here. I was influenced by this fella on Twitter called Shane Reacts. He often talks about TV shows, but one he brought up, and I hadn't seen it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have a look at that, was Steps, The Reunion. Do you remember that show that was on a few years ago?
When H is having the my favourite moment is when he has the meal with the good-looking lad in the band. What was
his
name?
Lee.
Oh my God, wasn't it? It's like, I don't think that will ever be topped. It's just such a great moment.
Yeah, so I watched last night. I was in bed. I was eating some crisps. I had some popcorn on the go. I had a gin and tonic on my bedside locker, and I watched two episodes of that. And it was absolute joy. I'll probably watch another one tonight because I found the episodes on YouTube for anyone who wants to watch them. The full episodes are on YouTube and they're not like littered with ads or whatever. And it was a night well spent. And then we watched Blue Velvet, which I'd seen before. But actually, Blue Velvet, I know it's like, oh, wow, Blue Velvet. It just pisses me off, that film. Like, I watch it, but it's just, I do spend a lot of time slagging it.
Hang on, I need to look this up, Bluebird. So, Steps the Reunion, is that just like under the name Steps the Reunion?
That's right. What I just searched it as. And on YouTube, all six episodes came up all together. So it was like, oh, perfect. Somebody has some Steps YouTube channel that they've uploaded it all onto. So I was like,
Yeah, that moment when Lee's like, I've actually got the letter here, H. Oh. And H's like, okay, we don't need to read it out.
It's brilliant.
Just love it.
I loved reading all the comments as well, you see, which is an extra little Brucey bonus.
But sure, the comments are life. I'm just looking here. So yes, Blue Velvet with Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
And you rewatched this.
Yeah, but like the last time I saw it, I'd say it was like, oh, we're probably talking like over, like, well, probably about 15 years ago. And I remember at the time,
I've never watched
I was
it.
Just like, oh, should watch it.
Okay.
Just actually okay. Do. I'd love you to watch it and tell me what you think of it.
Okay, okay.
You know, it's like David Lynch, so everyone's just like, oh, ahead of its time and whatever. I'm like, ahead of what time?
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's like that when people say, oh, yeah, ahead of its time. Or you know what actually really makes me laugh? When people are described as, what is that, the next big thing in Irish comedy. You're like, you're talking, okay, we're talking hypotheticals here. Like, this hasn't happened yet. You know the way every single person has that in their bio, myself included, the next big thing in Irish comedy. What are you talking about? Like, the future is here. The future is now.
I know. It needs to happen today.
What are you today? Okay, so you plan to be the next big thing, but what are you today? No, I will. I'll give that an old go now.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your feedback on it.
Okay. Come here. Do you know, I just realised, I don't think we've ever talked about this person. Oh. Did you see who's tipped to replace your old friend Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
James Corden.
Tell me your thoughts on James Corden.
Well, I mean, apparently he's just supposed to be the biggest prick ever. I mean, that just seems to be the general consensus. Is that now? I do think, I mean, come on, Carpool Karaoke, he really knocks it out of the park and it's just such an enjoyable watch. But there does have to be an element of truth to all these rumours about how he's such a dick. So you'd wonder, because obviously the whole Ellen thing is that they're trying to, I guess, kind of replace Ellen in the face of this toxic workplace scandal. So you'd wonder, is James Corden the best choice for that?
Well, I do like him, but Shane absolutely hates him. And he's convinced that, like, shit's going to come out about him. Like, he cannot stand him. Like, he hates him, right? So it kind of has clouded him a bit for me. But what I would say is, for me, and this is not a gender thing, this is just a human being thing, I feel like he is able to access his emotions, his array of different emotions, too easily.
Oh, well, I mean, I think Jimmy Kimmel is guilty of that as well. He's always fucking crying.
And who's
Jimmy.
The other fella who's always in Who's the other one? What's his name?
Seth Meyers? No, he doesn't cry.
The
I
other
love Seth.
Talk
He's
show.
Not a crier.
The other talk show
yes,
host fella.
I know. The English guy.
No, not the English guy. The other American guy. So there's Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yes. Stephen something. Is it? Oh, what's his name?
No, hang on, I will have to find this out.
Right. I have to find this. But while you're doing that, I will say, this is so predictable of Up to 90, but I think we both agree on this. There is something very, there is something a bit off about replacing Ellen with a straight white male in the current climate.
Yeah, very true. Oh, sorry, I have like, it now. Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. Jimmy Fallon. Yes.
What is his deal? Like,
sorry, Jimmy Fallon was the crier that I was thinking of. He's always just bawling his fucking eyes out. It's ridiculous.
I don't believe it. I do not believe it. Do you know what age he
it's
is?
It's so bad.
He's 45. I just don't feel that somebody who's gotten to the age of 45 and gotten to those levels will be breaking their shit and boo-hooing at fucking everything.
It's do you know
it's
what?
Of bollocks.
It's so fucking tiresome. And I also get quite freaked out at the fact that Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are essentially interchangeable. Like, have they ever been in the one room at the same time? They have the same fucking head, Emma.
I know. And then your
They're both emotional wrecks with the same head.
And then I know I shouldn't say this, but your man, Stephen Colbert, he seems quite nice. He seems like a very intelligent guy. And I know this is terrible and I shouldn't be like this, but it's the way I am. I just immediately just go, because he believes in God.
Is he really religious, Stephen?
He seems to be. I've seen him talk about it a few times and I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you're out. But that's fair enough. I will say, do you know what I didn't like about Stephen Colbert? Now, I have to say, I've never actually watched the show.
Yeah.
But there was this moment that happened, and it's on YouTube and all the rest, when Kirsten Stewart is being interviewed, he reaches across the desk and basically fixes her necklace and tucks her necklace inside her shirt collar. It is the weirdest, creepiest moment. And I just said to myself, I'm completely done. And not enough people have commented on it, I feel. Like, it's bizarre. But who does that?
It's gross.
But sorry, is this casting couch? What are you doing? Like, it does, it felt like casting couch. I was like, what? And she, by the way, Kirsten, like, is basically recoiling. Imagine if you were in an interview and your man just reached across and fixed your necklace.
It's gross. But when you look at them all, like, just when I see them all presented in front of me, it's all basically just different versions of the same person.
Well, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, like, it's separated at birth. But this is it. I mean, James Corden, the only thing he's got going from is he's English. Is he English? Is somebody's going to tell me now he's Welsh or something? I just want to double check
that.
No,
he is English. I'm obviously not including John Oliver in this at all. Like, he's not included.
Oh, well, no. I mean, yeah. He's a different beast.
Oh, Jesus,
remember
Kirsten Daly? Fucking hell.
Do you know what? I did laugh because I was looking up then. I kind of went down a bit of a rabbit hole today.
Mm.
You know, with people put, like, the usual stuff, people putting up anecdotes of having seen James Corden at things and he was just a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
And he was shouting at the wait staff and all that kind of thing. And then somebody put this story up. Now, it's the same story. There are numerous references, but the wording in places is different. So there is definitely some truth to the story, but it's just, you know, it's been retold a few times. Will I read it out? This is quite funny.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, half an hour into New York to London flight, passengers in business class noticed a woman with a crying baby being brought through the curtains by a flight attendant. They looked on in mild horror as they saw the attendant direct her to an empty seat next to James Corden. So again, this has, like, gotten tens of thousands of likes on Twitter. So we'd like to believe there's some truth to this. Expecting a huge celebrity hissy fit, Corden's cabin mates were impressed to see that he didn't say a word or make any sort of complaint. He simply put on a pair of noise-cancelling headphones, pulled an eye mask over his eyes and turned away from her to sleep. Pretty decent of him, right? When the plane landed, though, passengers were surprised to see Corden remain seated as the woman with the baby struggled to open the overhead locker. And even more surprised when she turned to Corden and said, "For fuck's sake, can you at least hold the baby while I get the bags down?" The woman was his wife. The baby was his baby.
Oh, my God. But I don't get about these lads. Okay, obviously, it's high pressure, you know what I mean? But, like, these shows in America, it's not like here, little poverty-stricken Ireland. They have, like, teams and teams of writers giving them material.
Yeah. It's not like you go in Ireland if you...
They just read the auto-cue. They just do the rehearsal. So, like, if they have any sort of timing and can read... Like, pretty much anyone can do it.
But the only qualification is to be literate. That is
and
it.
They, on the American chat shows, like, they only ask them about three questions anyway. And one of them is the person, the guest, telling their, inverted commas, funny story that they've been told. So this is this funny story that I'm going around telling everyone. for you know, before this fucking movie or show or book or whatever the fuck it is comes out.
It's that Mark Ruffalo moment where the researcher rings in advance and says, do you have any funny anecdote, anything at all? And then James Corden says, so tell me about, you know, you got some angels in your house, like on the ceiling. Tell me about their pubic hair. And Mark's like, yeah, so basically, like, the interior designer rings me and she's like, what color pubic hair would you like on the angels? And James like, that's great. That's great. Tell me about your new movie. Oh, they'll have an ad break after that one. And then they'll come back and be like, tell me about your new movie.
Yeah. And everyone's, woo, what he said in theaters from whenever, whatever, whatever.
I don't know. It's bizarre. It's, I mean, as you say,
stuff. It's just all
Whereas in Ireland, if you had your own late night talk show, you can guarantee you'd be paying for your own parking. You'd probably be late for the show because you're like, I'm just trying to find a spot, and everyone's like, hurry the fuck up. You arrive, like, you've got your handwritten flashcards. You've done your own makeup. Like, that would be the vibe.
Oh my God. But you're like, do you remember I was meant to do that thing? It wasn't American TV, obviously, but it was for English television. And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually going to get paid. Like, I'm actually going to get paid money for something. And then that got cancelled. You're like,
no. But that will be rescheduled. That will be rescheduled for sure.
This is the new world now. But like, these shows, and don't get me wrong, now I do like Conan, but like some of his earlier stuff with the, like, you know, the flirting with the female guests.
Yeah. And sometimes I do think in some of the clips that you watch back, I know his whole thing is that he's awkward.
Yeah.
But it's too awkward to watch him interact with an attractive female. Because at times it's good. But at other times, it's just too jarring, and it's actually really hard. And Andy there, and it's just, I think, I don't think a lot of those clips age well, even though I do love his podcast and obviously his gas on Twitter and all the rest. And actually, what I did like about him, he kind of was given out about James Corden, because do you remember when he was supposed to take over the Late Late Show? And then he delayed it, James Corden, because he said he had to sort out with his family about, I don't know, some bullshit. And Conan O'Brien and someone else, he was on some podcast or something talking about it. And he was like, I'm sorry, but if you're offered The Late Show, like, it doesn't matter what the fuck's going on in your life, you're there to start the day they want you to start. And he was very like, I did not like that as a beginning. He wasn't too impressed, which I kind of respected him coming out and saying that.
Yeah, well, especially if he's like, what's he sorting out? Like, if he's a fan of the fucking noise cancelling headphones.
But it just kind of feeds into, there's always seems to be some whack of bullshit off James Corden.
Yeah, it just seems like there's something there, all right.
Something amiss. But look, I mean, you know, you were bemoaning the fact that this show you were going to do got cancelled, and you were looking forward to getting paid. But you need to look the bright side, Emma, because you know who's having a worse week than you?
Who?
Katie Price.
No.
Did you see this? She broke both her feet, Emma.
I saw she has another new fella and she's like, oh my God, he's my absolute rock.
I mean, the fellas have to, I mean, it's just, for her own sanity, I feel she needs some alone time.
But just, you don't even need to put them up on the ground. Like, if you're getting, you know, if you're getting your whole fair play to you, I'm never going to begrudge anyone that, but you don't need to try and like fit a place of them in your family yet again. Like,
well, that's true, yeah. And I probably shouldn't say maybe she could deal with a bit of a long time. I just feel sometimes in between relationships, you just actually need some time with yourself. But
they don't need maybe to be Katie doesn't family.
Subscribe to that. Yeah, I mean, maybe Katie doesn't subscribe to that, which is totally fine. But she jumped off a wall in a theme park and broke the 2 feet. So she was saying it could be 6 months before she walks again. I mean, I mean, the poor bitch, honestly, like going around with the two broken feet. But I do think if 2020 was a news story, that would be it.
Yeah.
It's like Katie with the two broken feet is just an absolute mood, isn't it?
But like, what was she, why was she jumping off this wall like?
Well, I think the lesson to be gleaned is just don't jump off walls. I think,
or just if you're in, if you're in a theme park, like just do the fucking rides, Katie. You don't need to be creating your own fucking experiences. That's, it's not like you're in like a park and there's no playground and you're kind of trying to keep spirits high. You're like, come on, look, look, gosh, look, you can climb up this tree and come on, come on, it's grand. You're in a fucking theme park. Like, just get in the queue, Katie.
Yeah.
Just queue
this
up.
This is, you wonder, like, there are a lot of questions you have. Like, obviously she jumped, I'm thinking, onto concrete.
Is it parkour?
How high was this wall?
So she's like, you think she's taken up?
Was she doing the thing of jumping into the fella's arms and then at the last minute he moved? I mean, I just, there's so many questions. But we do send her our best, don't we, Anna, as ever.
We do, yeah.
Always.
I'll get the bouquet sorted now this week, but you'd wonder, like, why, do you know what I mean? I mean, who has the time to be doing that at the theme park? You've got to go and you've got to get in the queues. You've got to sort it, like finish your ice pop now before, come on, we're getting up to the top. Oh, has anyone got a baby wipe? You know, clean your hand. It's full on.
Yeah. No,
why
I
is
think
man
there's,
jumping up? Like, why is man jumping off walls?
Yeah. Well, look,
she's,
I think
got,
we
the
know
snack
agree.
Bag. She's got the fucking snack bag, Jean.
Well, I think, look, we've all had a new fella and we've tried to impress him by jumping off something. So maybe that's it.
I think that could have been it, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, look, obviously we sent her our best. And then today somebody put up, I hate the way they keep calling her house the Mucky Mansion.
No, that's terrible.
It's so, I mean, everyone's gaff is a Mucky Mansion. Let's face it. Like, our house now at the moment, we need to give it a serious scrub. But I'm just like, make it stop. Stop calling our gaff a Mucky Mansion. It's so terrible.
No, it's not nice. Actually, I wanted to ask you about this Irish TikToker, right? Her name is Nevo. And
okay.
Let me just check.
So far, the story's checking out. Yeah. Nevo does kind of sound like an Irish TikToker. Should I look her up here?
Yeah, so she
her?
Has
okay.
1,051 whatever followers, but she set up an OnlyFans and she shared with people that she's already made 16 grand from it.
What?
And she's kind of saying to people, like, I don't know why I waited so long or whatever to do it. But then there's this fella, right? So, like, whatever.
Oh, wait, this lady, is it K-N-E-V-O?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she has, like, 150,000 followers
yeah.
and 11 million likes. Is this the girl? Okay.
Yeah. So she's set up an OnlyFans, and she's already,
yeah.
she put up a video about it. She's already earned $16,000 or whatever.
What's the time frame on that, Emma? Like a week?
Oh, I think it was like within the first 48 hours or something.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So then, fair
fucks to her.
I know.
Jesus.
But then there was this fella, right? His name is Rob Plunk, is what he calls himself on TikTok.
Okay.
And he did this big video about her saying that, oh, basically what she's doing is prostitution, da, da, da. And then he kind of did a follow-up video saying, like, it was just my opinion, but I don't want her getting any hate for it. And, you know, it's kind of, that's the end of that. But, oh, my God, Judy, it nearly actually got me to comment because I was like, no. I was like, if you were commenting on, you know, a younger male contemporary and a decision that they were making and you were kind of able to say, you know, you had a bit of perspective on it and you could say, look, you know, may I've been there, you know, it seems great, but it's not worth it. But him feeling the need to, like, publicly give his opinion. Yeah, and give his opinion on a younger female is just, like, creepy. He doesn't even realise that what he's doing is creepy.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
It's pure creep behaviour.
Because some people in the comments were just saying like, oh, well, everything you're saying is true or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter if people like that girl or don't like her or think she's annoying or think she's deadly or whatever. But like, just for an older man to be kind of saying, he was saying that, like, you know, she's there saying, you know, if you're thinking about doing it, do it. And he's giving out saying, oh, well, you know, there's a lot of younger people on TikTok and she shouldn't be promoting
it.
But then calling her, basically saying that she's prostituting herself. But he doesn't have to filter what he says. You know what I mean?
What he's doing there is, first of all, being an absolute creep, number one. And then number two, he's just being a sexist pig, basically. And then even worse than that, compounding all that, he's kind of flying, you know, under the banner of, oh, I'm the morality police and I'm here to protect young people. You're like, no, actually, sorry, you have no part in this conversation. And the fact that you're trying to insert yourself is actually damaging young people.
And he's tagging her in the video. And tagged her boyfriend.
And did she respond?
I think she may have responded I only just looked at those two videos, but I saw people saying stuff to him like, you're obsessed. Like, you actually don't stop talking about her.
That just gives me the heebie-jeebies. And what's really dangerous about those men is that they think they're so convinced they're right.
Oh, yeah. I think, well, she said back to him, she said something like, oh, thank you for the free advertisement on the very app you gave out about me speaking about it on. So, yeah, she's saying, like, you gave out about me speaking about it on TikTok, yet here you are speaking about OnlyFans on TikTok.
I just think that's
because I don't care. I don't care as much when it's like American people, because you're just like, or you know, people that aren't from Ireland. You're just like, oh, whatever. But like when it's Irish people, you're just like, oh, get a grip.
Yeah, and I think we're too small a country for that shite. Because like, no doubt, like she has an uncle or something that knows this guy. You know, like as in we're so interconnected. I just feel the fact that he can't see how wrong that is, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. I was just like, oh,
it really does. And you know what? Like, fair play to her.
Yeah, like, I mean,
is it something that I would do myself? No. But I think you have to just, like, live and let live. Like, if that's what she wants to do, grand.
Yeah, and
I presume she's obviously an adult. Like, is she in her 20s or whatever? Yeah.
She's in her 20s. She's an adult. She seems completely on the ball or whatever.
Like, yeah, obviously, but sure.
She's able to, you know, she obviously knows the positives and negatives of that. And she said herself that all her family know, her parents, her granny and everything, and they're all fully supporting her, and her dad was helping her to get together her business plan and stuff. And
that's right. Well, you know what, actually, that kind of makes my heart smile that a family would be that supportive, because that shows that things are changing here as well.
Oh, she's not. Because like, I know. It's not a kind of a thing that she's doing to try and make, like,
politicising it. Yeah.
But she's not doing it to try and get herself out of a shit situation. I think she's just trying to capitalise
on this
own money.
It's a business move, but I love the fact that the family are so behind her and that the dad has helped with their business plan. I love all that.
Yeah, I just thought, oh, he's absolute puke.
It's so creep. Look, it's like a man commenting on anything to do with young women, and especially coming from this Oh, it's just, it's rotten. It's so, no more than, I know we were talking about in the extra episode last week, but like no more than the fellas ringing in to the radio stations to discuss the Tampax ad. It's just, do you realise how much of an absolute creep you sound?
Like if somebody had said to her, like, say if it was a woman who was 10 years older than her and said, oh, you know, look, obviously it's your choice and whatever, and I hope it works out for you. Just, I know myself, I did X, Y, or Z. And because this reason and that reason, that's why I now regret doing it. I mean, yeah, I think
it's completely different.
I think that's completely okay for somebody if they put it out there publicly. If people want to comment or it's, you know, whatever.
But you see that is coming from a place of non-judgment.
Yeah.
It's coming from a place of experience, which is different. I mean, no more than even, and we all have listened to, like, John Ronson has two brilliant podcasts, but one primarily about the sex industry and like what happens. Now, I know, by the way, OnlyFans isn't the sex industry, but like, you know, as in like, say, talking like to women who maybe have gotten involved in certain things, they might regret, say, doing them in terms of like they then found that it was kind of limiting to get other types of jobs.
Yeah.
But then there was other women, like I'm just talking specifically women in relation to this now, but there was other women who was like, they were like, it was the best thing I ever did. I could buy a house out of it. I could put my kids through school. So, I mean, ultimately, you know, there's always going to be two sides to these things. But the fact that a man would try to insert himself into that narrative is just so horrible. What a creep.
And I just thought tagging the boyfriend as well was a nice little creep touch.
It's just, I mean, and how old is this guy actually, I wonder?
I'd say he's probably about 30 or something. I don't know the exact ages, but I'd say she's kind of early. She's kind of early 20s and he's probably like 30 or something.
And the fact that he thinks it comes back to, you know, obviously it's such a recent conversation in this country, but the fact that he thinks as a man he has any say over what she does with her body is just, ugh.
I know, or affects him in any way.
Weird. It's as people said it to him, but it is a weird obsession. I mean, it's his, like, you know, don't get me wrong, pointed to his issue.
I do understand, well, you know, I understand the point of, oh, young people being on TikTok. But just like, if people are too young to be on these apps, it's not your problem, it's not my problem, it's not her problem. If you're putting up content that is not suitable for somebody of a certain age, it's not really your fault if they're on.
Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't censor what she's doing.
No.
But no, I think fair. She's a 16 grand, Emma. Maybe we should give it a whirl ourselves.
Yeah, well, sorry, just brings me nicely to, I've set up my own and it's just basically, it's a lot of pictures of me in my dressing gown and I'm just kind of letting the nip slip out.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, sneaky nip slip.
Yeah, and my hair's just scraped back and I've yesterday's makeup on and, you know what I mean? I have the swampy jocks on and everything, but I just feel like there's a market for it.
Oh, but sure, look, how many men in your life have asked you for a picture of yourself after the shower? And you'd love to send one when your mascara is halfway down your face and you're just bedraggled and you're using a hand towel because the bath towels are downstairs and you're just using a little hand towel and it's all wrong. I mean, there's a market for it. Nobody's ever complained.
No, and I've got a bit of a, like, I've got a fungal toe infection as well. So I reckon I could take a few pics of that.
That's definitely a fetish right there, isn't it?
It must. Like, I mean, everything is now, so it has to be. And I'm going to put up videos of me chewing shellac off my fingers.
Oh, Emma, that is a step too far. I thought you were going to say licking ice cream off your fingers or something.
Chewing shellac off my fingernails.
I think, you know, obviously there's a financial cost there because we all know how much shellac costs. But I do think, I mean, look, based on Nevo's maths.
Yeah. Or do you know what we could do? Is we could do videos where...
Oh, I'm scared at the wee. Suddenly it's all like, I could do this. Or no. Oh, do you know what we could do?
No, we could look for new hairs on our faces.
Oh, well, you know that's got my name written all over it. Nothing gives me greater pleasure.
So we could do videos on that where we like kind of search to see, is there a new chin hair? And then just like pluck it out or whatever.
Well, I, yeah.
And there could be a bit of suspense as you're going around the house trying to find the good light.
Oh, yeah, a bit of a build up, yeah, of course. Yeah, but it's nice to have, I was going to say, it's nice to have a bit of music and a plot line.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to go straight into
it. Oh, look, that's us. We'd be kind of, we've got our writer's caps on now, haven't we?
I'm sure. Look, listen, we're still available. If anyone wants to make a TV show with us, we're still available. Just because we're doing OnlyFans, that doesn't mean we're off limits.
Oh, okay,
we're
never going to forget about our up to 90 listener either. It's not like we're, you know, running off to do that now, but it just, you know, needs must.
I was laughing because one of the reviews there recently, somewhere, I don't know where this was, but one of the reviews was like, you know, the way we'd be banging on about not getting stuff a little bit. And so someone had written, can I just say, RT, their biggest mistake was never taking on the 2VE. And I said, God, we probably do mention that quite a bit.
No, but sure, it's just, it's what a comedian has to do. You can't be happy and content.
Every comedian is pimping themselves out constantly. So we're going to do it now on OnlyFans. That's where we're going now. We're taking this, all the pilots we'd written about, we're taking them to OnlyFans.
Yeah, but we're just going to act them out in dressing gowns.
In our knickers, in our maternity knickers. But like, so we'll do like a read through with the scripts. But it's just you in your dressing gown, chewing your shellac, and I'm there with my hairy chin and my hand towel covering my bits.
And then you see, there's another, it kind of gives us the extra thing then to kind of get ourselves out there, because we can kind of go on Ray Darcy and talking about like that we're on OnlyFans. It's like, well, actually, like, we found it great. We're making
On the hate. And how much,
and you'd be like, well, and like, you're making a living from this. And we'd be like, well, like, it's $30 at the moment, Ray. And we've just chipped in our own to kind of get the ball rolling. But, like, you know, we're just building our brand.
And you know what? It'll be brilliant, Emma. Honestly, Chernobyl publicity is bad publicity. And now we'd have to prepare ourselves for the fact that we're, you know, we will be asked, you know, Ray will ask the big question as mothers. Yeah. How do our families feel about it? So we'll have to thrash that one out beforehand.
Yeah, we'll think of something. But I don't know. I'm kind of like getting excited about this now. I've got a really good feeling about it. And I'm rarely wrong.
I nearly won't be able to go for 16 grand.
We should be able to get the same, shouldn't we?
I mean, I've looked at Nevo. I can't for the life of me see any difference between myself and Nevo, or between you and Nevo.
Oh.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a level playing field.
Same. Yeah.
So, I can't, you know, I just feel it's there.
I'm sorry we haven't copped this sooner.
Now, the thing is that, like, there's no question of my dad doing up the business plan, so I'm afraid it will come to Jimmy. Jimmy the barrister will have to draw up the business plan, but I think he'd be happy to do it.
He's all about, you know, his kids getting themselves set up, so he'd be happy enough to get in with that now.
I thought you were going to say he's all about the OnlyFans.
To the best of my knowledge, no. Not that I'm aware of.
Come here. On that note, I'll let you go, Mrs. Always a pleasure. Never a chore.
Yeah. And sure, we'll be chatting to you some OnlyFans soon enough.
And best of luck to Nevo, and kind regards to Katie Price.
God bless.
God bless.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.